Okay, is there anything else that you would like to say?
Well, I've always had a good feeling for loving everybody, okay? And even my American brothers in arms. In fact, I encountered during the war, liberation, the late Steve Reeves, the bodybuilder who became, he actually trained in the outdoor gym of my cousin. That's where we first met, 1945. And at that time when we saw him, we saw that he had a terrific build and that he would one day become Mr. America. But anyway, when he was training and I was training also, that's one thing he told me. Hey, Elfie, let's continue training so that when I become Mr. America, you will also get your chance of becoming Mr. Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And that came to pass. He became Mr. America in 1947. I won the title of Mr. Philippines in 1952. And we steadily corresponded until he won the title of Mr. World, Mr. Universe. And he was the first movie Hercules.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, Steve Reeves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was one good looker. Mm-hmm. Even the Cebuanas, I'm from Cebu.
Uh-huh.
There was that time when, because he's day to exercise, and my cousin had a sort of a bathtub some sort, outdoors, and there's a water pump, manual. And when it was the day of Seabridge exercising, where you see a lot of Cebuanas washing their clothes, because he's the one pumping water.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, his torso, terrific shoulder. Can you imagine? He's about 6 feet two,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And his shoulder breadth is the equivalent of about two rulers put side by side.
Mm-hmm.
He had almost 24 inches long,
mm-hmm.
And very handsome. Black hair, blue eyes. I'll show you his picture.
Okay.
In my book.
Okay.
Incidentally, I wrote a book that I'll show you.
You wrote a book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Health and fitness for all ages. From babies to almost centenarians. And anybody listening should get a copy of that book, whether you're a teenager, golden ager, and diamond ager. That's the category I belong to now. You will profit from what I have wrote in that book.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you, Uncle Elfie.
Yeah.